मधुरी परिमल कल्याणी बिंबाधर वक्त्र पंकज सौरभ कोहरित श्लाघा विदस्त गिर अंगम चंदन शीतलम तनुर्यम सौंदर्य सर्वशोभाक आसाद्य ममे इंद्रियपुरम राधे मुहुर्मोदके। This is a verse spoken by Lord Krishna to Radharani. It is recorded in the Lalita Madhav of Srila Rupa Goswami. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear auspicious Radharani, your body is the source of all beauty. Your red lips are softer than the scents of immortal sweetness. Your face bears the aroma of a lotus flower. Your sweet words defeat the vibrations of the cuckoo. And your limbs are cooler than the pulp of sandalwood. All my transcendental senses are overwhelmed in ecstatic pleasure by tasting you, who are completely decorated by beautiful qualities. Understand? This is a description about Srimati Radharani, her beauty. You understand? Anga Shobha, beauty of her body, transcendental beauty of Srimati Radharani and transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. No. You know Radharani?
By name.
By name only. Huh? So only by name, hearing the name, have you formed any idea about Radharani?
Yeah,
we see.
Only idea that Srimati Radharani is very dear to Krishna.
Very dear to Krishna. We are speaking about Srimati Radharani. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Sarvashva. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Govinda Sarvashva, Sarva Kanta, Shiromani. Yesterday, we say, and we very often say, quote this. About Srimati Radharani. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Have you heard this thing? Yesterday I told. Have you remembered?
Yes.
What is its meaning? Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani.
But Krishna, who enchanted the coat of Kuti is enchanted by Srimati Radharani.
Govinda Mohini, Govinda Nandini, Govinda Mohini. Radharani gives pleasure to Govinda, Krishna, and also enchants Govinda, Krishna. Govinda Nandini, Govinda Mohini. Govinda Sarvashva, Sarvakanta Shiromani. Govinda is everything for Radharani. Krishna is everything. You understand? And Sarvakanta Shiromani, she is the crest jewel of all the wives of Govinda. You understand? But you can't say what kind of student you are. You cannot grasp my teaching.
Yes, it was very, very hard to understand.
What?
Only once, very hard to understand once.
Only once? Many times we said it's not once. All right, try to understand, try to remember all these things. You understand? So this is all about Srimati Radharani's transcendental qualities and her bodily beauty. You understand? You'll never find anywhere such description in some scriptures. You understand? The best of all scriptures, Vedic scriptures, is Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Vedanta Sara. But you'll never find that. You understand? Only you'll find all about the description in Rupa Goswami's, Goswami's books written by special Rupa Goswami. You understand? Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. You understand? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Huibo, Akuti Kabe Amo Bujhavase, Jugala Pirati. We very often quote this. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Huibo, Akuti Kabe Amo Bujhavase, Jugala Pirati. Do you understand this? Yes, very often say this. Yesterday also I said, what does it mean?
When Rupa Raghunath shouts the mercy upon me, then I can understand something about Radha and Krishna.
Jugala Pirati is the love between Radha and Krishna. Priti means love. You understand? Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami has written a book named Premam Bodha Maranda. You understand the name of the book? Premam Bodha Maranda. Raghunath Das Goswami has written a book named Premam Bodha Maranda. There he describes about the qualities of Srimati Radharani, transcendent qualities and bodily beauty also. You understand? This is a prayer. Mahabhava jola chinta ratnod bhavita vigraham sakhi pranaya sad gandha parodha vartana suprabhan. You understand? Karunyamruta vichi bhistarunyamruta dharaya lavanyamruta vanya bhisna pitam glapitindiram Sri patavastra guptangin sundarjya gusrunanchitam syama rujjala kasturi vichitrita kalevaram kampasru pulakas Tambha sveda gadgada raktata anumado darya mityate ratneir nava bhiruttami krupalam kruti sanslistam gunali puspa malini dhira dhira tusad vasa patavasi pariskrutam. This way, right, so many verses. You understand? Let me say some topic, difficult to express in English. Mahabhava-jula-chinta-ratra-bhavita-vigrahan sakhi-pranaya-sad-gandha-varodha-vartana-suprabhan Bhava, Mahabhava. You know?
Stage.
Last stage of that rati is Mahabhava. Mahabhava Surupa Radha Rani. Radha Thakurani. You understand? Radha Rani is said to be Mahabhava Surupa. You understand? Her body is like that. As if Mahabhava has been embodied. You understand? That is the body of Srimati Radharani. And her love towards Krishna. That is like Sadgandha Kumkumadi Dvara Sundara Kanti Prati. Kumkum, you know, a very scented thing and red
powder.
Very scented, kumkum. And the aroma coming out from the transcendental body of Radharani surpasses that aroma coming out from kumkum. You understand? Then says, पूर्वान्ने कारुण्यामृते मध्याह्ने तारुण्यामृते सायान्ने लावण्यामृते स्नात डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द डे फोरनून पूर्वान्न नून मध्याह्न एंड आफ्टरनून सायान्न अंडरस्टैंड फोरनून नून आफ्टरनून Sanskrit word is Purvanna Madhyanna Sayanna. You understand? You should know this. Purvanna for noon. Madhyanna noon. Sayanna afternoon. You understand? In three divisions of the day. And Radharani's body seems to be bathed. Snath of bathed. You understand? Three times a day. This forenoon, noon, and afternoon. You should remember that she never bathes in ordinary water. You understand? She takes her bath in nectar. This verse says, generally she takes bath in river Jamuna, isn't it? Have you seen Jamuna?
Yes.
Near Vrindavan? Have you taken bath in Jamuna?
Yes.
Oh, you are very fortunate. Radharani used to take bath in Jamuna. Krishna used to take bath in Jamuna. Jamuna is a very sacred river. You understand? And Radha and Krishna, 5,000 years ago, had descended in this world and were displaying their, manifesting their pastimes, loving pastimes, pastimes based on love, transcendental love in Vrindavan. And they were also doing many this water playing, Jal Krida, in Yamuna River. Isn't it? So Jamuna is very, very fortunate. But here, Raghunath Das Goswami says something else. He says, Sarvadas Kumpa Chakri Odiya Koi Chimu. Head angle. Mucho. When I speak English, you try to understand. When I speak English, you try to understand. Two languages. Radharani takes his bath in nectar. You understand? What size of nectar? Karunyamruto, tarunyamruto, and lavanyamruto. Karunya means mercy. You understand? Mercy is like nectar. You understand? She takes her bath in that nectar, karunyamruto, in forenoon. You understand? And tarunyamruto, tarun means youth. Youth has. That is like a nectar. You understand? And she takes her bath in that nectar in noon. You understand? Then afternoon, lavanya amruta. Lavanya means beauty. You understand? That is also like nectar. she takes her bath in that nectar in the afternoon. You understand? This has a deep of a deep meaning. Very difficult to understand. Then her dress, her garments. Raghunath Das Goswami gives description of the garments. You understand? Have you seen Radharani?
Yes.
You have seen Radharani?
Wonderful.
Huh? Wonderful. Oh. Vigraha. Oh. Yes, yes. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidananda mayo tine bhedamai. There is no difference between the name, and the form and vigraha, deity. Isn't it? Radha and Krishna. No difference. Yes, that's all right. By seeing vigraha, the deity, the altar, we can know it. So what color? What is the color of the garment of Radharani?
Blue.
Different. Two garments, upper garment and lower garment. Radharani has two garments, not one. One upper, one lower. And what are the color of those two garments? Adhovasanta? Near. You understand? Radharani has two garments. One upper garment, another lower garment. Upatta? They say, upper garment is red. You understand? And the lower garment is blue. Red and blue. Have you seen it? This is the garment, the dress of Radharani. You understand? If you become a pujari and make srungar of Radharani, you should remember this thing. Upper garment is red, lower garment is blue. That's Radharani's garment, color of the garment. Don't dress Radharani in one color, one sari. Then same, this two, upper and lower. And this is the color. But here, Raghunath Das Goswami says something else. It is, as we say, pratik varnana, description, it's allegorical. Description, allegory. Do you understand allegory? No. Allegory, you don't know? I'm not your student in college. College student. Are you, Prahlad? No. Literature student. Those who learn this literature. Sahitya, literature, in college, it is stated, they say, allegory, pratik, bar. It's allegory. You understand? So you are not a student. I can understand all this. So her cloth is lajja rupo vastra paridhan. You understand? Her cloth, lajja means same. You understand? The same has become this cloth. You understand? And same is an ornament of the woman. It is stated. Same lajja shila. This natural ornament of the woman. You understand? স্নেহসুলভার নাম এটা উমেন, বিনোভাব লজ্জাসুল। তো স্ত্রীলোক মানকর লজ্জা হি অলঙ্কার নয়, লজ্জাটা হচ্ছে স্বাভাবিক অলঙ্কার স্ত্রীলোক মানকর। মহাপ্রভু ফার্স্ট ভার্স অফ শিক্ষাস্তর বিদ্যাবধু জীবন, বিদ্যাবধু জীবন, বধু মিন্স No, what is the meaning of Badhu? Don't know. Vidya Badhu. Vidya means?
Knowledge.
It's not material knowledge. Transcendental. Spiritual knowledge. Paravidya. Not aparavidya. You understand? That Vidya is like a Badhu. Badhu means a newly wedded wife. You understand? Badhu. The girl was daughter living in her parents' house. When she grows up and accepts a husband, means wedded, she becomes Badhu, you understand? Bride, we say, isn't it? Have you seen a newly wedded bride? No? Have you never attended any marriage party, marriage function?
Not really.
No? You are so unfortunate. Do you want to marry? Have a bride? No worry. And that bride, out, then same, she puts on sari, nice sari, she is not naked, like your Western woman, all naked, isn't it? She puts some sari and puts a bhav. You understand? Puts a bhav on her head. She never shows her head to anybody. You understand? Like this. It's cover. You understand? And when she walks, she never walks like that, bending. Her body is bent, you understand? And walks very slowly, as if no sound will be produced. You understand? Can you walk like that? That is Badhu. Vidya Badhu Jeevan. Badhu means is endowed with veil. Those who are sameless, they never put on veil on their head. Sameless women or girls. You understand? It's naked. Their body is never bent. Straight body. You understand? Half naked. Never put on sari. If put on sari, no bell, without bell. You understand? This person there. And walk straight. Like that. You understand? But a Badhu is different. It's full of shame. Never shows her face is covered, and body is never straight, bent, and walks very slowly, and there's no sound will be produced. You understand? This is ornament, natural ornament of woman, alankar. You understand? Natural ornament that is stated here. Lajja rupo podavastra paridhan. Lajja, the same, as if the same is the garment of Radharani. You understand? Radharani's garment, same. You understand? Lajja rupo podavastra paridhan. This is natural ornament of women. Natural ornament. If any woman draped of this ornament, what will you say? Shameless. She is shameless, isn't it? Nirlot, shameless. You are straight, she is naked, galloping like a mare, horse. High heel, putting on high heels, galloping like a horse. Mare, isn't it? Huh? That is shameless woman, you understand? Bereft of this natural ornament. Huh? We say in our language, ghoda muhi. Ghodi bhajanasu. Laughing like a mare, ghodi. Ghoda muhi. Yeah. Yes, ghoda means horse. Horse face is high. Her face is not very high. Laughing like a mare. You understand? We say it's nirlot. Shameless. Bereft of natural ornament. You understand? You should know this. This is a natural description, natural beauty of woman. Understand? Natural. So here it is stated that lajja rupo podavastra paridhan. And the same is the garment, the cloth of Radharani. Understand? Sandarja rupo kunkuma shobhita syamavati. Her beauty is like kumkum. You understand? Srungara rasa rupa kasturi dvara chitra kaleva. Kasturi. Generally, Krishna and Radha, they decorate their face with kasturi. You understand? Kasturi tilakam. Lalahata patale kasturi tilakam. When it's a prayer for Krishna, isn't it? Krishna is stavakara jai, lalata patale, kasturi tilakam, vakkastale kaustubam, prayer, you understand? So, Krishna's face and Radharani's face are decorated with kasturi, nice kasturi like that. You understand? Have you seen kasturi? Scented substance. Mruganadi kasturi, we say. It is produced, one type of mruga deer is there. That's not kasturi mruga. Very small mruga deer, kasturi mruga. And this kasturi is derived from the navel of that deer. It's known as kasturi. You understand? Very scented substance. Have you seen? You have not seen. Yes, very costly. That is very costly and very scented. Yes. This status. Saundarja, srungara rasa rupa kasturi dvara chitra kaleva. You understand? And that kasturi is like what? Srungara rasa rupa kasturi. Srungara means love. Transcendental love. The kasturi is that. As if transcendental love, and her body is decorated with that costume, Radharani's body. You understand? So many many descriptions are there, which I need not describe so much for you. It is difficult on your part to understand it. This Radharani is beauty, bodily description. And we should pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Unless we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. Isn't it? Our aim is to get Krishna. You understand? Our aim is to get Krishna, but how can we get it? Unless we get the mercy of Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. Radhar Krishna, Govinda Sarvashva. You understand? That Govinda Krishna belongs to Radharani. You understand? It belongs to Radharani. If Radharani will be merciful on us, then we can get Krishna, otherwise not possible. Therefore, we take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. This Hare means, O Radharani. You understand? First we pray to Radharani. Oh Hare. Hare means Hara in address Hare. Oh Radharani. You understand? Then Krishna. Oh Krishna. First, oh Radharani. Because by getting her mercy, then we go to Krishna. Otherwise we cannot approach. So first Hare, then Krishna. You understand? Consumdas Bhujpatsada. Hare kahile he Radharani. Radharani kupa na mille ame Krishna paku jai. Tenu prathame Hare tapare Krishna. He Hare, he Krishna. He Radharani, he Krishna. Then friend, this is Hare Krishna. So we have to take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Goswamis have written many poems, verses on Srimati Radharani. Because they are very dear to Srimati Radharani, dear devotees of Srimati Radharani. So they have got Krishna. So I will just chant some of the verses written by Goswami. अनाराध्य राधा पदंभुजरेणु मनाश्रित्य वृंदाटविंतत् तदांगां अशंभास्य तद्भावगंभीरचित्तां कूतस्याम सिंधु रसस्यावगाह
नाराधिले
तहारो पो तंको पुतो ब्रोदो ना बोदीले तहारो पो तंको पुतो
नाथे बिले राधिका गम मेरो भावो भक्ति
नाथे बिले राधिका गम मेरो भावो भक्ति
श्याम सिंधु रस किसे होवे अनुरक्ति
Understand?
राधा पदम मद रेणु मनाश्रित वृंदा कवि तत्पदाकां अशुंभा तद भाव गंभीर चित्तान कूत श्याम सिंधो रसस्यावगा हो राधा पदम भोज रेणु नहीं आराधी रेणु मीन्स डॉस डॉस एट दी लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी राधा पदम भोज रेणु अम्भोज मीन्स लोटस पदो मीन्स फीट रेणु मीन्स डॉस You should know all these words. If you want to worship the dust at the lotus feet of Radharani, you understand? You cannot get Krishna. You follow? Tahanko podanko puto brajana bhajile. Brajabhumi, you know? Yes, Brajbhumi is Vrindavan, that's all right. And the dust and the land of Vrindavan has become purified. How? Because Radharani was walking on it. Radharani is always walking on it. You understand? The whole land, the earth, has been purified by the walking of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Nasevili Radhika Gambhira Bhava Bhakti Shyama Sindhu Rase Kise Habe Anurakti. Radha's mood, Radharani's mood. If you want, serve. That's a mood. That means that Krishna jam that mood of Radharani and became Gauranga. If you want to worship Gauranga or serve Gauranga, you cannot get Krishna. Shyama Sindhu Rase Kise Habe Anurakta. Then Shyama Rasa is like an ocean. You understand? Melo Rasa in English, melo. Like an ocean. You cannot be interested towards that ocean. You understand? You follow meaning? राधा पदम भज रेणु नहीं आराधिले ताहार पदांक पुत ब्रज नाम भजिले न सेविले राधिका गंभीर भाव भक्ति श्याम सिंधु रसे किरे हेबे अनुरक्ति बुझे अभिमान परित्यज्य प्राकृत पुरादिषु श्रीकृष्ण कृपया गोपी देह ब्रजे बसाम्यहं राधिकानुचरी भूत्वा बारकीय रसे सदा राधा कृष्ण विलासे सुपरिचर्यं करोम्यहं नेक्स्ट वन आई सी द सॉन्ग फॉर्म ऑफ दिस वन स्थूल देहादिते आत्म बुद्धि परी हरि कृष्ण कृपा स्वयं नित्य गोपी देह धरी
कृष्ण कृपा स्वयं नित्य गोपी देह धरी
ओ बे आमी परकिया राधा कृष्ण सेवा सुखो गोविंद गोविंद सो
राधा कृष्ण सेवा सुखो
अभिमानं परित्यज्य प्राकृत वपुरादिषु श्रीकृष्ण कृपया गोपी देहे ब्रजे वसाम्यहं राधिकानुचरी भूत्वा पारकीय रसे सदा Radha Krishna Vilasesu Paritarjan Karomyahu. This is verse. And its meaning, Sula Deha Dite Atma Buddhi Pari Hari Krishna Krupa Sraya Nitya Gopi Deha Dhar. The first teaching in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. You understand? That says, Sula Deha, the gross body. We think this gross body is self, the conditioned soul. And this verse says, you give up this idea, this buddhi, this intelligence, to think this gross body is self. You understand? Give up this intelligence. Give up this embrace. You understand? Krishna Krupa Svaya Nitya Gopi Deha Dhari. Krishna is known as Gopikanta, Gopinatha, isn't it? Husband of Gopis, beloved of Gopis. You understand? So, if we want Krishna Krupa, the mercy of Krishna, we should pray for getting such a body like that of Gopi. No? You won't pray for it? Glory love. Shall I pray for getting a body like that of Gopi? Otherwise, how can you get Krishna? You don't want to get Krishna? Then, this will be prayer. You cannot think of it. Oh, I have a male body, very nice body. Why should I have a female body? No, body of Gopi means female body. You think so? Do you think so? No. Oh, and then you become female. Sorry, put on a sari and then become female. So Prahlad, buy a sari for Nrsimha, dress him like a gopi. Is it a light, Nrsimha? No, the mood must be like that. We speak of mood. You understand? The mood. The Goswamis are like that. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are like that. Gopi Deha. Their body is like that of the Gopi. That means mood. This is allegorical. You know what is allegory? Now, the allegorical is saying. Though outwardly, the body is male's body. But, it is not so factual. That means in transcendental and spiritual sense is a gopi deha. The body like that of gopi. You understand? Such is the mood. Because unless you have such body or mood, you cannot serve Krishna. You cannot serve Krishna. You understand? Because he is Gopinath or Gopikanta. It's a very nice name, a very favorite name of Krishna is Gopinath. Gopinath. A song is there, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Do you know that song?
Gopinath.
Sing it.
By reading a candle. In my heart. I don't know.
I mean, you have got song book. Is there no song like that? Very nice song, Gopinath song.
Gopinath
Mamo Nibedana Suno. Then? বিষয় দুর্জন সদা সদা পাপে রত কিছু নাহি বড় গুণ গোপীনাথ মম নিবেদন গোপীনাথ মম নিবেদন শুন বিষয় দুর্জন সদা কামরত কিছু নাহি বড় গুণ ও গোপীনাথ লর্ড অফ দি গোপীজ প্লিজ ইয়ার মাই রিকোয়েস্ট মাই প্রেয়ার আই আম এ উইকেড ম্যাটেরিয়ালিস্ট অলওয়েজ অ্যাডিক্টেড টু ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার অ্যান্ড নো গুড কোয়ালিটিজ টু আই পজেস গোপীনাথ আমার ভরসা তুমি তোমার চরণে লইনু শরণ তোমার কিঙ্কর আমি ও গোপীনাথ ইউ আর মাই ওনলি হোপ অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ফোর আই হ্যাভ টেকেন শেল্টার এট ইউর লোটাস ফিট আই এম নাও ইউর ইটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট লাইক দ্যাট ভেরি নাইস Therefore, Sri Krishna Krupaya Gopi Dehe Braje Bhatamyaham. Krishna Krupa Sraya Nitya Gopi Deha Dhari. Therefore, assume the body of a body like that of the Gopi. Then stay in Braja Bhumi. You understand? Stay in Braja Bhumi under the mercy of Krishna. You understand? তবে আমি পার কি আর সে নিরন্তর রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা সুমুখ লভিব বিস্তর when that day will come কবে হবে বলো সে দিন আমার when that day good day auspicious day will come I just I will be endowed with that mellow parokya rosa. And then I can get this opportunity of serving Radha Krishna. Then it's like that. Then says, Gura tupasya sujanam sugamartha koti sarvesu sadhana varesu chiram nivasa varsantam eva sahajat bhuta saukhya dharam শ্রী রাধা চরণ রেণু মহং ভজামি সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য মামেকং শরণং ব্রজ দ্যাট লাস্ট কনক্লুডিং ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন শ্রীমদ ভগবদ্গীতা হিয়ার ইট ইজ সেড সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য রাধা পাদ 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 वर्षंतमेव सौजा भूत सौख्य धारं श्री राधा चरण रेणु महु भजान आई एम सिंग पोएटिक पार्ट आई एम नॉट ए गुड सिंगर यू आर सिंग म्यूजिक सुजन सामन सुख चतुर्वर्ग अर्थ Apple. রাধা পদ রেণু ভজি শিরে গোস্বামী How can I get it and put on my head? This is the sum and substance of this verse. I will give up all my worldly relationships. You understand? The relationships in this material world, husband and wife relationship, father and son relationship, friend relationship, and master and servant relationship, and other relationships. Five types of relationships are there in this material world. To give up all these relationships, I will also give up these four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, chaturvarga. You understand? You know it? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha? Yes. So I need not explain it in English. I'll give up all sorts of sadhana. You understand? Because these are all unarthas. These are all material things and very, very troublesome. You understand? These are unarthas. I'll give up all the things. Sahaja abhuta saukhya dhara vrishti kori radha pada renu bhaji sire sada dhari. In easiest path is to ask for the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. When shall I get it and put that dust on my head? You understand? In other words, he says, Asasya dasyam vrishabhanu jaya, ire samadhyasya sabhanu jaya, তদান বৃন্দাবন কুজ্ঞা বিহম নু রাধেহতির ভবেয়ম বৃষভন কুমারীর হইব করি
বৃষভন কুমারীর
অরিন্দ নন্দিনী তীরে রববাস করি
অরিন্দ নন্দিনী তীরে রববাস করি
করুণা করিয়া রাধে এ দাসীর When that day will come, I'll be a maid servant of the daughter of Vrishabhanu. That means Srimati Radharani. I'll be a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Do you pray for it? You have to pray. Yes, that's the only prayer. Kalinda Nandini Tire Rababasa Kori. Kalinda Nandini, daughter of Kalinda. That means river Jamuna. I'll reside on the banks of river Jamuna when the day will come. You understand? Because that is the favorite of Srimati Radharani, Jamuna river. She used to take always, used to take bath or bath in Jamuna river. If I'll stay there, then get her association, kind association, isn't it? She may listen to my prayer then, isn't it? Karuna Koriya Radhe e Dasiro Prati Vrindatavi Kunja Pati Hoiva Pati. You understand? So Radharani, he Radhe, please have your mercy on me. I am your maid servant, Dasi. Isn't it? Are you a maid servant of Radharani? Death becomes soon. You understand? Become soon a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise you cannot get Krishna. You understand? Pankaja. Saitava Dharma. Karuna Koriya Radhe. Ye Dasira Prati. O Srimati Radharani Radhe. Please have our mercy on me, well, your maid servant, a dasi. I am your dasi. I am your maid servant. Please accept me as such and shower your mercy on me. Then say, this is prayer. Vrindatavi kunja pathe hoiva pati. Then say, in Vrindavan, and that kunja where Radha and Krishna unite together, meet together, path leading to that kunja, I should be waiting there, on that path, isn't it? When that day will come, this is prayer. So many prayers are like that time. Yes?
And often, very often, they say that we can't chant the name of Srimati Radharani because it seems like Sahaja, because we don't know Srimati Radharani. So we can worship Srimati Radharani without Krishna.
No. Krishna is always with Radharani. Krishna is never without Radharani.
When you chant Jayurade, Jayurade, it says something.
Yes. Jayurade means Radhe with Krishna. Krishna with Radha. Krishna is always with Radharani.
So we can't chant only Radha. We can't chant Jayuradhe, Jayuradhe.
Why not? Glorifying Srimati Radharani. You understand? Radharani is not there alone. She is always with Krishna. And her mercy is required to approach Krishna. You understand? Therefore, we pray to Srimati Radharani.
Second question is, how to get that...
Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna. First Hare, then Krishna. How do you say that we are not understanding Radharani name? Hare means Radharani. Yes. That is our kirtan, that is our prayer, that is our job, that is our remembrance, moral, everything. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, Radharani, fast. Then, oh Krishna.
What's the best way to pray Srimati Radharani?
Chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes. And to get a lot of peace. Many people chant Hare Krishna, but they can't change that. They can't get that Srimati Radharani or peace.
Because they don't want it. They don't want it. They never desire for it. You understand? How can they get it? None should be very eager to get it. The mercy of Srimati Radharani. The last of us, lot of people.
When we pray Spiritual Master, or
because... We just spiritual master. What is his real form? Spiritual master is the girl companion of Srimati Radharani. Radha appears for him. So, Nikunja, you know, Ratikeli is the, yesterday I was telling that. His spiritual master, he or she, you understand? Very dear girl, friend, companion of Srimati Radharani, spiritual master. You understand? So, yes, first approach spiritual master, then you can approach Radharani, then you can approach Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. So, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is non different from Krishna. He, what he says yesterday, Gauranga Noyamoro Radhanga Spashtana. Gopendra Suto Vina Kunni. Na Gopendra Suto Vina Naspase Onyo Jana. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, I thought I told why. I don't you remember. Gauranga, Gauranga nahe moro Radhanga spasa. He says, Mahaprabhu says, this body of mine is not Gauranga. Anga means body. This is Radhanga spasa. It is thought of the body of Srimati Radharani. Then stand, Gopendra suto pina keho, Gopendra suto keho naspasa onyo jana. Only Gopendra suto, the son of Nanda Maharaj, can touch this body. No one else can touch this body. Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself?
When we are worshipping Krishna, and unless we think that Krishna Mahaprabhu himself is Krishna, not what we do.
To worship
Krishna as Gauranga.
Yes. Gauranga means Radha and Krishna mixed together, united together. You understand? Yuga, Tanu. Radha and Krishna, two bodies mixed, become
Gauranga. When Chandari Krishna, we worship him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. And Radha Bhav. Isn't it? Radha Bhava Ungi Kori. We are chanting that. What we are chanting? At the beginning. নবদ্বীপে অবতরী রাধা ভাব অঙ্গীকরি তার কান্তি অঙ্গের ভূষণ কিরমান ছাবিলা আসি সতীগর ব্যাপার আসি সঙ্গে লইয়া পারিষদ নবদ্বীপ ইনকার্নেটেড হিমসেলফ ইন নবদ্বীপ অ্যাজিউমিং দি মুড অফ রাধারাম তার কান্তি অঙ্গের ভূষণ the body, the complexion of Radharani, you understand? And bodily hue, bodily effulgence, everything Radharani, you understand? That is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His mood is mostly Radharani, not Krishna. We should not, if you will be a pujari, and if there are these deities like we have, Gauranga, deities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, deities, and Nityananda, you understand? Don't dress. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, don't dress. Don't put on this, but speak of feather, on the head. No, that is not pleasing to Gauranga. He thinks himself as Radharani. You should know all this. The pujari should know all this. I have seen many pujaris dress Gauranga Mahaprabhu and put peacock feather. That's not pleasing to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No. He thinks himself Radha. Radhaunga, this is the body of Radharani. Only Gopendra Suto, the son of Nanda Maharaj, can touch this body. No one else can touch this body. Okay? So, what is that? Radharani, Radha Bhav is the predominating Bhav. You understand? Radha Bhav is the predominating Bhav, not Bhava Krishna. That is the mood of Gauranga. O Krishna, O Nanda Kula Chandrama, O Sikhi Kalankruti, O Mandra Murali Rava, O Surendra Nirad, Nirad Duti, O Rasa, Rasa Rasa Tandavi, yes. Prana Moshadhi, you see. You understand? He was crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was crying. You understand? When he sees Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai, they are like Lalita Sakhi and Visakha Sakhi. You understand? They were Lalita Sakhi and Visakha Sakhi in Krishna Leela. In Gauranga Leela, they were Swarup Damodara Goswami and Rai Ramananda. You understand? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. You understand? So as Radharani was crying before Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi, how can I get that Krishna, Nanda Kula Chandrama? Sikhi Kalankruti. Sikhi means Sikhi Kalankruti. All this. She was, he was crying for it. Radharani was crying for it. Similarly, Mahaprabhu was crying. So Radha Bhav is predominating, not Bhava Krishna. You understand? So don't dress Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Krishna. No. He'll never be pleased. Though he is non-different from Krishna, still mood is Radharani's mood. This is important. And this is pleasing to Gauranga.